Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Here's Brandon Johnson, Cook County Commissioner, mayoral candidate. Hi, Brandon. You're on WGN. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing well today. Thanks for having me. I was wondering about the transition, especially with the whole robot thing. I wasn't sure how y'all were going to get out of that one. So thank you.
How do I even know it's you, Brandon? Your voice sounds a little electronic here. Maybe this isn't Brandon Johnson.
Exactly. I was going for it. I'm glad you picked up on it. But thanks again for having me. Thank you.
Well, let's talk about some of those issues, and then we'll see if you're the real deal. There has been some mild controversy about who has a crime plan, who does not have a crime plan, how real is it. I presume you will agree that crime is the number one issue in this election. What would you do to stem the tide?
Yeah, well, it's a very serious concern, and, I live it every single day. You know, my wife and I, we're raising our children on the west side of Chicago and Austin, and, I can tell you there's been countless times when we've had to cover our children as gunshots rang outside our front door. There's no one in this race that has a greater incentive for the city of Chicago to be stronger, better, and safer than someone who is raising their family in one of the most violent neighborhoods in the entire city. And as much as we love it, as much as we love Austin, it is difficult. And so, what I've said repeatedly, that recycling the same old tired policies that have failed us over and over again, and while we're in the situation we're in right now, that's not the way forward. And,
so give me some specifics, Brandon.
Yeah.
Like what would you do?
Well, I've been a public school teacher in the Chicago public schools, and I know what hopelessness looks like. I know what despair looks like. I know what trauma looks like. And we have to do something in this city in a very urgent way to combat to shift our priorities into investing in young people. There's a direct correlation between youth employment and violence reduction. And so I have a plan to hire young people, and we make those programs year-round. The second thing is this. There's a policy that's being blocked right now by the current administration. It's called Treatment, Not Trauma. And what it would do is it would respond to what 40% of the 911 calls are, which are mental health crises. By having frontline workers who are professionals to deal with essentially 40% of the calls that are coming through in the first place, that would ultimately free up law enforcement to be able to focus in on where more severe, serious crimes are taking place. We know that over 40% of the violence in the city of Chicago occurs in 6% of the entire city. So we need not just an approach to actually combat violence by hiring young people, we need to free up law enforcement. Instead of having them do social work, have them focus in on where the violence is more likely to take place.
Right.
Over 40% of the violence that takes place in the city of Chicago happens to take place in 6% of the
Chicago. I'm not surprised to hear that statistic. And yet what I hear you saying then is that we need to invest in the community. I haven't heard you say we need to invest in the police. And some people think that's the distinction between you and some of the other more pro-police candidates. If you said problem to crime is we need more police and we need to take the handcuffs off the police, as one of your fellow mayoral candidates have said, or we need to invest in the community, how would you prioritize those?
Well, look, what's unrealistic about what the other contenders are putting forth is the fact that they're calling for 1,000 more police officers. Do you know how long it takes to become a police officer in the city? It actually takes 18 months. I'm halfway through my first term before the first set of new recruits actually show up on the streets of Chicago. Their plan is unrealistic. They continue to lie and recycle the same failed policies that have not worked. We're actually investing in law enforcement when we're freeing law enforcement up to do its job and not be forced to become social workers, right? This is why we also have to have mental health clinics. I fought the last administration for closing mental health centers, and I fought this administration for refusing to reopen them. The type of trauma that law enforcement is experiencing, everyday residents in the city of Chicago are experiencing, it's gone untreated. We have 1,000, there are hundreds of police officers that are on desk duty right now that could provide support on the front line we could ultimately hire part-time retired police officers to provide the type of infrastructure for the paperwork and the processing. That is the best way to do it. My contenders in this race are calling for retirees to put a uniform back on after dedicating 25 to 30 years of their life on the front line. That's just unrealistic. My plan actually invests in people by freeing up law enforcement, taking the burden away from law enforcement.
I got it.
So that we can concentrate our areas in the more violent parts.
Brandon Johnson's on a phone line. He's running for mayor of Chicago. I want to go to some other areas in the time we have here. What's your short answer to this? Superintendent Johnson, would he keep his job if you were mayor?
Superintendent Brown.
Yeah,
I got you. This job is obviously too much for the superintendent. I think it's going to be important that we actually have a superintendent who understands the city of Chicago. As I just said, over 40% of the violent crimes that take place in the city of Chicago happens in 6% of the city. We have to be smarter, and right now we don't have that.
What about your plan to tax the rich? It's been misrepresented, so make it clear to us. What would you do to the incomes of high-wage earners in Chicago?
Yeah, so there was another reporting outlet that made an error, and they retracted that. So,
yep.
So that's been clear. So one of the things that we talked about was a corporate head tax that was in place for 40 years. And this wasn't something that corporations felt overwhelmed by. It was really the processing and the paperwork. So I have a plan to actually streamline that so that it is not as cumbersome. You know, the opportunities in which we can actually raise revenue from a mansion tax. We're talking about a small tax on property that's over $1 million. This is not, a large amount of individuals that are part of that infrastructure. We're talking millions of dollars that could be made available. And here's why that's important. Remember when we were organizing the state of Illinois for a progressive income tax? Do you know that the residents of Chicago, 71% of Chicagoans said that the structure as is unsustainable. My plan does not raise property taxes, right? And that's why we've had so much of a burden in the city of Chicago.
So how would a corporate head tax work?
So larger corporations, we can negotiate this. I'm a reasonable individual. We would negotiate with corporations that are larger, that once they get over that particular amount of employees, that there is a tax per head. Again, it's been around for 40 years. The mayor of Manchester.
And how much would you tax? What would the tax be per employee?
We could raise anywhere from 10 to 30 to $40 million. It just depends on what we're able to negotiate.
But do you worry that would send the wrong signal to businesses that are either in the city or want to come to the city? Chicago's and Illinois have had trouble retaining businesses and high wage earners. What signal does that send?
What signal that it sends is that everybody is investing in the safety of the city of Chicago. Here's what's the larger challenge that we have. People are leaving the city of Chicago because you've had the same failed policies that continue to tax working people. Season after season, budget after budget, we've raised property taxes. And what have we gotten for it? We've gotten less for it. Look, I've managed multi-billion-dollar budgets on the county board. And we've made critical investments in my time on the county board without raising property taxes. Businesses want to participate in the city of Chicago.
They
want to put skin in the game.
You're telling me businesses want... Listen, I won't have to pay the tax, so it's not going to harm me one bit, I don't think. But you're telling me the businesses will embrace the idea of having to pay a tax for the privilege of doing business in Chicago?
Do residents pay a tax for the privilege of living in the city of Chicago? You pay a tax. I pay a tax. Of course we're invested in the city of Chicago because we want a safe, stronger, better city.
What about Metro riders? Would you do this for Metro riders?
So I've organized on the county board to bring all of our transportation systems to the table to provide safe, more reliable transportation. One of the things that has been floated out there is challenging those who live in the suburbs who benefit from city services.
Yeah.
And are not contributing to the overall investment that the city of Chicago makes for its residents. You know, the ideas that I've placed out there all set in stone? Absolutely not. But I'm the only person to actually release a budget plan. Every other candidate, they continue to not just kick the can down the road, They hide the ball behind their back. If I'm being transparent and telling you the truth right now, imagine what I'm going to do once I'm mayor of the city of Chicago. I want the residents to be able to have a conversation with the person that they believe is best fit to lead this city. And I'm confident that that's me. So, yes, people get to weigh in. No, I don't take it personal. Like, I was raised in a large family. You know, there's 10 of us in my home with one bathroom, right? With four sisters. I've learned early in life how to negotiate. And that's the type of skills that I bring to this office. I am compassionate, I'm competent, and I'm certainly caring. And I'm very much collaborative, right? So it's a
that needs to be in your commercial. Hi, I'm Brandon Johnson. I'm Brandon Johnson. There was 10 of us fighting for one bathroom. Of course I can lead a big city. And I like the sound of all of that, Brandon. I really appreciate your time. Good luck to you, and thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thank you. Brandon for Chicago.com. Thank you very much.